I'm Dan Cassidy, and this is UBS On Air's Art Cashin on the Markets podcast. Each week, we do like to touch base with Art Cashin to get his take on timely market-related developments. Art Cashin is the Director of Floor Operations for UBS at the New York Stock Exchange. So, Art, as always, it is great to be with you, and thank you for joining us again this week.
It's my great privilege. Thank you.
So as we reflect back on the past few days, it has been eventful. I know we did have a Fed meeting this week. A two-day event kicked off down in Washington, D.C. on Tuesday. We received the statement as well as a press conference from Fed Chair Jerome Powell yesterday, Wednesday. Can you spend a few moments recapping the highlights and takeaways for us? What did you pick up on?
The primary takeaway was that the Fed was basically unified. You know, recently we've had a couple of dissents. The fact that everybody was on board shows that Powell has pulled the group together. They basically indicated no rate hikes for all of next year. Interestingly, the futures, however, suggest that the next move by the Fed may in fact be a cut, and it will come, according to the futures, toward the end of 2020. And it may be the result of the economy beginning to slow down a bit. Now, if that is true, we have to watch and see what impact that might have on the election, because that also is an influence on the market. And we'll see where we go. But certainly the Fed look unified and they look committed to no rate hikes for all of 2020.
In addition to the Fed, I know we did have some key developments across multiple trade fronts this week. Can you bring us up to speed a bit, Art, on what we've been hearing?
Yeah, well, as we record this podcast early Thursday morning, we've had a new development. The debate about what may or may not happen on December 15th took a decided turn. Up until Wednesday, there was a debate as to whether Sunday will be a deadline. Will it force the trade negotiators to make a commitment? Will they impose new tariffs for year-end broadening? And as of early Thursday morning, the president decided to tweet out that a deal with China looked awfully close and that both sides really wanted to get involved. And that felt strong. That whipped the market around this morning to have the Dow rally almost 300 points. Now, the Wall Street Journal has issued a headline saying simply that the White House trade negotiators may be willing to skip any new tariffs on December 15th. Now, there had been speculation about tariff rollbacks, et cetera, et cetera. So we have incomplete data going on here. But the president certainly got everybody's attention by saying a deal is close and both sides want it. Now, the difference there is that prior to this, he kept saying that China desperately wants a deal, and he'd decide whether he wanted to go through with one also. So we'll wait and see how that develops. Navarro appears to be the hawk in the group. He sent a memo to the White House saying that the tariffs had not hurt the U.S. economy as much as some people felt, which seemed to be a call to go further with new and deeper tariffs. So the president will be meeting Thursday afternoon with his trade advisors, so we may get something definitive coming out later and see where we go.
And to your point about President Trump's comments this morning, the market opened up kind of flattish, yet we did see a nice pop in U.S. equities following that announcement. Do you feel optimistic about the course of USMCA?
Yeah, I think interestingly enough, some of the Republicans are not very happy with what the final successor to NAFTA looks like, but they will probably keep their mouths shut, and Pelosi got some interesting things on labor, so that could be helpful. That will be one less question mark, I think, and it could help the economies of the U.S. and Mexico and Canada. And so that would be helpful as we proceed along. And one less question mark on trade. The move on what the president does relative to China will be doubly important. So it looks like the NAFTA successor is coming along, maybe renegotiated a little bit, and we'll wait and see if the big one with China comes through.
Okay, so a lot to keep an eye out for, and we'll see how USMCA progresses through Congress. I know you recapped the Fed for us at the start of our conversation, maybe backing the Fed out of the equation a bit. Can you recap for us, Art, this week's other notable macro data releases?
Well, we had a couple. Thursday morning, we got a bit of a surprise. There was a surge in initial claims, and that would be problematic. Most people are currently dismissing it as being a holiday-related fluke, that Thanksgiving may have had something to do with it, causing people to underreport in some ways. So we'll watch to see if the signs of the economy begin to change. A question that you often ask me is the impact of things like impeachment on the stock market. And yet again, I will tell you, the market seems to shrug it all off. You know, it's internal politics and whatever, but so far it does not appear to have any impact on the market. Now, I think that's because they assume, you know, once it gets to the Senate, he will be acquitted and then we'll move on, looking at the election, which could have an impact on the market, because obviously there will be policies like capital expenditure and other things that could change depending on who was elected or who was the front runner. For now, impeachment does not appear to have much of an impact. The center stage is occupied by trade, and it probably will continue to dominate till we get some resolution.
And then one final question before we wrap up our conversation for this week, Art, looking ahead to next week, what in particular will you be keeping an eye on?
Well, obviously, having the British election today, it is thought to be reasonably close, so that could be a bit of a problem. If Johnson got a majority in Parliament, he was going to move ahead on Brexit. If, in fact, it looks very close, maybe even a tie, that could change. So Brexit will be a bit of a factor. Obviously, trade, whatever happens on Sunday, will new tariffs be imposed, or as it seems now, will they be avoided and trade talks continue? That'll clearly be a heavy influence on the market. And we will also get several Fed speakers, and the market will look to that to see if they get confirmation of the impression Powell left that there will be no rate changes throughout the entire year of 2020.
Okay, well, Art, as always, great catching up with you. Do appreciate you lending some time to our listeners and keeping them informed as far as what's happening in the markets and what's been contributing to the moves we've been witnessing over the past few days. Hope you have a great weekend, and I look forward to picking back up with our conversation next Thursday.
I hope you and all our clients and listeners have a great weekend, too, and I look forward to talking to you next week.
Thank you, Art. Appreciate it. And again, we have been joined by Art Cashin. Art is the Director of Floor Operations for UBS at the New York Stock Exchange, and this has been another installment of UBS On Air's Art Cashin on the Markets podcast. From the UBS On Air studio in New York City, I'm Dan Cassidy. Thank you for joining us.
This presentation is for informational and educational purposes only and should not be relied upon as investment advice or the basis for making any investment decisions. Neither UBS Financial Services, Inc. nor any of its employees provide tax or legal advice. You should consult with your personal tax or legal advisor regarding your personal circumstances. In providing wealth management services to clients, we offer both investment advisory and brokerage services, which are separate and distinct and differ in material ways. For information, including the different laws and contracts that govern, visit UBS.com/working with us. UBS Financial Services, Inc. is a subsidiary of UBS AG, member FINRA, SIPC.